UNC sophomore Crystal Johnson is anxiously waiting for the bus. She's done that nearly every day for the last 2 years, so she's pretty familiar with the routine. It's crowded at the stop on Columbia Street, so she's a bit worried about getting a seat, especially because the bus is already 10 minutes late.
Yeah, it's irritating, and when getting around by walking or by buses, your only options for transportation, it's irritating when the bus is late.
But as annoyed as she is, she doesn't have much of a choice. Johnson doesn't have a driver's license, so she needs to rely on the bus to get around.
And that's still not the bus, sweetie. That's the G. Oh my goodness.
Johnson, who is 19 years old, is just one of the many young adults who are putting off getting their driver's licenses. A University of Michigan survey showed the number of licensed drivers aged 16 to 18 has decreased by at least 15% in the last 30 years. Johnson says she doesn't have a license because she can't afford insurance. Even if she could, though, she doesn't see the point while at college.
Right now, as a sophomore in college, it's just not practical for me to have a car. I can't have one up here. I don't have the money for a parking space. And even when I'm at home, I have people that could drive me around.
Experts say money is one of the biggest reasons for the shrinking number of young drivers. Another reason could be that more young people are moving to cities with mass transit, making cars less necessary. Arthur Goodwin studies young drivers at the UNC Highway Safety Research Center.
I think times have changed. As long as teens have other ways that they can get around, whether it be a parent, a friend, public transportation, a bike, there just isn't the urgency necessarily to get a license that there may have been once upon a time.
Goodwin also says surveys of teens and parents suggest many just don't have enough time to learn to drive.
You have to take driver education, you have to be supervised by a parent for a year. It's just a big commitment to get a license. And a lot of teens just are swamped with other activities, things that they do, and it's just not necessarily a top priority for them.
That was the case for Tyle Stelzik, a 25-year-old UNC graduate student.
No, I sort of couldn't be bothered. It was after school, you know, I was sort of busy. Every other weekend I was at my dad's house. After school I was doing sports. You know, sort of busy with academics. It sort of seemed like inconvenient.
Stelzik still doesn't have a license, but he does have a bicycle, and that's just fine.
You know, one positive is that it encourages you to get places in other ways. I see a lot biking, but I've sort of come to really enjoy biking around.
While Stelzik doesn't mind living car-free, Johnson often feels stranded. She'd prefer not to take the bus at all, but feels bad asking for rides all the time.
It's a little embarrassing to be almost 20 years old and if I want a haircut, having to call like my brother or my grandmother to take me. Like, that's embarrassing. So I definitely understand why it's like a huge thing.
She's working part-time with hopes to afford her own insurance and eventually get a license and maybe one day a car of her own. But for now, she'll have to stick to the bus that's finally arrived 20 minutes late.
Next stop, Franklin Street at Carolina Coffee Shop.
In Chapel Hill, I'm James Kaminsky.